Certified and approved for surviving New York mornings. Len Berman and Michael Riedel are on 710 WOR.
Well, we have a new addition to the iHeartRadio family. Larry Hackett, the ABC Entertainment contributor, friend of this program. He has a podcast that you can get on iHeartRadio. You want to give it a follow. It is called The Entertainment Brothers. Just launched recently. Larry's on the program. Larry, congratulations on the podcast. And what's it all about, Alfie?
Well, as you say, it's The Entertainment Brothers. I am co-hosting with my good friend, Tommy Valentino, who is a entertainment lawyer, music manager, music executive. Yes, you do know him. And we've known each other for years. And basically, it's a look under the hood at the machinery of the modern entertainment business. He comes from a law background. I obviously come from one of journalism and sort of reputation management. And we take a look at the issues of the day and analyze them through that lens. We're kind of like the mechanics of fame, if you will. So whether it's Johnny Depp, Bill Murray, Harvey Weinstein, Britney Spears, you name it, we talk about, you know, the crises and scandals and what's going on out there and how celebrities are handling them, or actually how they ought to handle them. You know, in many instances, the performance these folks put on is the most important performance of their lives, not what they do on the screen or the stage, but how they behave in these crises, whether it's a social media crisis or scandal or a court case. And there's just lots to chew on. And as guys who've been doing this for a very long time, we know the physics of all of this, how it works, what you need to do, a lot of which doesn't get on the, into the media normally. So it's a lot of fun. Mostly we want to amuse and entertain people. Like I said, we've known each other for years, and we're really looking forward to it. One episode is up now. We're going to be uploading new ones every Friday. So there'll be a new one tomorrow. And we'll see how it goes.
Well, that's interesting, because Michael and I try to amuse people, too. But that's not, I don't know if it's
not successful.
Working. But anyway, Larry.
Well, if it all works out, maybe you guys can be guests on the podcast. What do you think of that?
You'd have us?
Sure. I'd have you. Absolutely.
I'm there. Yep. I'm there. Larry, what's tomorrow? You're dropping tomorrow with the Entertainment Brothers. What's the big story?
Well, there's lots of analysis of the Depp trial so far, what's been going on. Not only who's winning and who's losing, that is to say, how did he seem on the stand and how did Amber Heard seem on the stand, but the kind of furious spinning that's been going on in the past couple of weeks. You've seen these stories about everything from, Heard's team thinking about calling Depp back on the stand or calling Ellen Barkin. You know, the audience for that is not so much the readers of the paper, but Depp's camp and making them think twice about what they're doing. To these now almost absurd stories about whether or not Johnny's lawyer is dating him. And there's a big story in the Post today. And there was one on the Daily Mail website talking about his attorney, his young attorney, and how she did. I've been watching the trial fairly regularly. And while it is somewhat, I know, sport to look at this, I do not think she's done a very good job. I think her raising issues about whether Amber Heard doctored her makeup and all that, she has no evidence to that effect. She's just making Amber Heard answer it and getting her riled up. But there's no evidence about whether or not, you know, any of these kinds of claims about Amber Heard faking anything or faking it has happened. And let's remember what's at stake here. This is a defamation case. This is not an assault case. And the idea that Johnny Depp is going to come out of this as having been successfully, you know, argued that he was defamed, to me, seems more and more absurd every day.
Hey, Larry, this is an interesting situation going on with Frank Langella, the terrific actor and old buddy of mine. So he was accused of inappropriate behavior on the set of The Fall of the House of Usher, and he was fired by Netflix. Now, normally when this happens, people issue an apology and they disappear. But Frank is coming out fighting. He put out a statement to Deadline saying that I was unfairly accused, I was unfairly fired, and I'm not gonna take this. This is unusual. Do you think it's going to work for him?
It's super unusual. And we talk about this on the podcast, and I must give credit to a man named Ben Svetke, who's a former colleague of mine at Time Inc., who he took the Langella case, the Bill Murray case, and the Fred Savage case and put them together. In Murray's case, Murray has made some comments suggesting he hasn't apologized, but he has sort of said, maybe I've learned a little bit from the case involving him in the movie Being Mortal. Fred Savage has been mum since he was fired from the Wonder Years. And as you say, Frank Langella came out swinging. I think it could work. I think what's interesting is that there is no playbook. The playbook that had been in existence since Me Too started was Say Nothing. And the problem with that is that a lot of the charges and allegations against individuals range from serious felonies to what Harvey was doing to things that are less so. And there was no sort of in-between, or at least people were groping with how to do an in-between. So it could work for him. People may still say, you know, I don't want to work with this guy. He is 84 years old. but he did come out and defend himself. So I think what there is, what is happening is that the kind of the criminal code of what's being alleged in Me Too stuff, and again, it's very serious, is that the response is fitting what the allegations are, right? What Frank Langella is accused of doing is not what Harvey was accused of doing. Nothing like it. So his response should be different from what Harvey's is. And it's all about the individual as well. And this is exactly the kind of thing we're going to be looking at in the podcast. You know, what Frank did in that paper and in that essay, in that cri de coeur, is not for everybody. Some guys can't do that, right? That's not who they are. It doesn't work for them. For someone like Langella, it did. Bill Murray had his response, which was kind of quirky and eccentric and Bill Murray-like, and that may have worked for him. We'll see.
Well, Larry Hackett, ABC Entertainment Contributors, brand new podcast, The Entertainment Brothers, drops every Friday on iHeartRadio. Hey, Larry, we were talking yesterday about the New York Post story, your old publication, People. The Post is claiming they're going to cease physical publication, just go online now that Meredith has been bought. But I hear that's absolutely not true. What are you hearing?
Look, the numbers are not good. You know, they were bragging about selling 220,000 copies on the newsstand. When I was there, if I sold less than a million, they called me upstairs to have a chat. So it's a much different world than it was back then when I was the editor. Closing a magazine is a very serious business. I mean, People Magazine has 2 million, close to 3 million subscribers. If you stop the print edition of that, you have to figure out a way to make them whole. They've paid for that. Right. The problem at Dot Dash Meredith is that in the old days, they would give away some other magazine to you if you had a subscription. But Dot Dash Meredith has stopped all the other magazines. They don't have any more that they could send to the subscribers. So that's one small consideration. Plus the fact People Magazine is the biggest magazine on newsstands in the United States. If that were to close, the signal it would send to other publishing houses would not be a good one. So on the other hand, where there's smoke, there may be fire. And I think what she has done is surfaced something that until now was unspeakable. The idea that People Magazine would stop printing seemed inconceivable. So it's clearly on the minds of people there. I think it's a bit premature, maybe really premature, but I would not want to venture a guess at what it's going to look like 1 or 2 years from now.
What are we going to read at the checkout counter if People Magazine goes under?
You're going to read your phone, which is why you're going to read your phone, which is why we're in the position we're in right now.
Yeah. You got it. All right, Larry Hackett, check out his new podcast, The Entertainment Brothers, right here on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks, Larry. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, fellas.
Happy to join Larry on his show anytime, actually.
I'd go.
It'd be fun. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm not going on with Spicer, but I'll go on with him.
Well, he's not coming on with us. Well, there you are.
Well, obviously, there's a war going on with Spicer.
It's not my fault. I misjudged the traffic and the time pattern. Anyway, not coming up next, Bill de Blasio, Gnome's buddy. Bill de Blasio says he's going to run for Congress. We'll analyze the ego of this dimwit when we get back.